Blog Talk Radio.
What if the world is just a big disappointment? The realm of possibility exists where? In each of you. So you can do it. You can surprise us. It's up to you. Or you can just sit back and let it atrophy. Atrophy. The world now, and what it means to you. What does the world mean to you?
You've got to be seen green to show that your stuff is lame. If you're not seen green,
oh yeah, oh yeah. Once again, one more time, it's Hump Day, Wednesday, December 16th, 2015. Here it is, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time here in Chicago, the city of wind. Welcome to the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show. I am your host, Will Green. Again, February, what the heck is wrong with me? December 16th. 2015. I don't know. I'm looking at the date here on my computer, and I'm like, okay, it's December in my head. That's like, don't look down. Don't look down. You look down anyway. Don't say the wrong day. Don't say the wrong day. Oh, it's February 19th. What the heck? Anyway, welcome. Episode number 7070, the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show. I debated if I should even do a show tonight. To be honest with you, I don't really have anything for you tonight. Normally on Wednesday, I spend the day researching, getting my thoughts together for the show, working on the outline, stuff like that. You know, to be honest, I did absolutely nothing today. Not a thing. And it felt good. And it really felt good. This has been an interesting ride doing this show. Looking back, you know, of course this would be the last show of 2015. And I made the announcement last week. I wasn't sure if I was going to do the show tonight. And by the way, shouts out to Mike Brown who called in last week. Had a really good show. So if you didn't get a chance to check out last week's show, or any other shows you might have missed, you know, every episode is recorded, saved in the archive on the Blog Talk Radio website. Again, just type in, of course, blogtalkradio.com/thegreenhousefx. F, the letter F, and the letter X. So past all the technical difficulties we had last week, I had a pretty good show. So I knew that I was going to be in this quandary about doing a show tonight, but I thought I should at least do one more, at least before the year is out. I'm not really sure what 2016 is going to look like. You know, as you guys know, we've had so many issues with Blog Talk Radio and, you know, doing this stuff on a prime time, How does that work? Isn't free. But I'll tell you, if you are interested in doing something like this, there are ways to get around paying for it, and you can do it for free. You just have to pick certain times that isn't prime, a prime spot. Prime spot, there we go, prime spot. So, you know, I know a lot of us have something to say. We want to get it out. Social media is always a good asset. But, you know, I invite anybody and everybody to, if you want to just jump in and do it, just go ahead and do it. So anyway, I'm all over the place, and I will be while we're on the air. I doubt we'll be on for 2 hours or an hour and a half. Of course, the phone lines are open, and you can jump in anytime. Our number here is 818-691-7412. Again, 818-691-7412. For those that's listening online, let's open the chat room in case you all want to type instead of calling. And for those that are listening on the phone, if you do want to chime in, press the 1 button on your keypad, and I'll bring you right on in. So anyway, we had a very cool show last week. And we skated on the topic of gun control, looking at what's been happening around the world, you know, what's been happening this year, what's been happening right here in Chicago, gun control and understanding citizen and police interaction, et cetera, et cetera. It's a very interesting show. And again, I'm going to I said I was going to do it last week, and I didn't even do it. I was going to re-edit the show. We actually had a moment, I think about 20 minutes of dead air. I lost the internet connection. I lost the internet connection on my computer. And luckily, the show was still live. You just couldn't hear me for a little while. And again, I want to thank those people that stuck around, that hung in there through the dead air. I guess they put their phones down, or they may not even have been paying attention. You know, who knows? But it doesn't matter. Again, thank you. Speaking of Mike, who called in last week, again, this is he's actually one of my instructors here in Chicago. Through the many courses of my journey in life, as most of you know, I do. I have a lot of experience in security and things like that. So I'm stepping up my security game, and I've been learning a lot about firearms and getting knowledge about guns and, you know, proper care, et cetera, ways to protect myself and my family. I've never really been into guns. You know, I've always been kind of a sword and knife kind of dude, you know, a stick and knife. You know, I always thought guns were messy, but, you know, let's just be straight up, man. It's crazy out here. You know, this world is unpredictable, and, you know, nothing's guaranteed, nothing's promised tomorrow. We all know that. So I'd rather be in a situation where I can protect myself as best as possible than to be in a situation where I can't protect myself or my family at all. So anyway, Mike is one of my firearms instructors. And, again, he came on the show last week. So I just wanted to one of the reasons I wanted to do the show tonight was just to give out some information on things that's happening here in Chicago. So this Saturday, he is actually giving a free course at his place of business, Security Training Concepts. Security Training Concepts is located at 455 West 79th Street, right by Normal Avenue in Chicago, right just west of the intersection of 79th and Vincennes. So this Saturday from 10:30 to 2:30 at Security Training Concepts, he's giving a free course. This is a free course on arrest prevention and understanding police use of force. Again, arrest prevention and understanding police use of force. What do you have to lose? Everything. You got everything to lose by not going to this class. You got, you know, check it out. A lot of people perish from the lack of knowledge and, you know, through police interaction. And it's time to learn your rights, to really learn your rights and understand those rights. What exactly does that mean? It's a lot of, you know, what's the term? Literary hobgobble, whatever, when it comes to the law. You know, it's so much, so much to try to understand what actually the law says. And sometimes we try to interpret it, and we interpret it the wrong way sometimes and get caught up in situations that we could have easily got ourselves out of just by really understanding what the words mean. So this Saturday, again, 10:30 to 2:30, understanding your rights and learn about police use of force. Mike is a criminal justice professor and a former police officer. And this course could save your life or could save somebody else's life. So, again, that's Mike Brown at Security Training Concepts, 455 West 79th Street, right by Normal Avenue, right just west of the intersection of 79th and Vincennes. Call or text him at 773-372-3929. Again, 773-372-3929. And again, this is a free course. I've been blowing it up, sending it out as much as possible. I really hope that his seats are, that, you know, it's not an empty seat in the house. And, you know, tell a friend, bring a friend, pass it on. If you have any questions, if you didn't get the information, or if you want to contact Mike, or you want to meet, if you want to be directed to, you know, any of his the website or anything like that, let me know. Just send me a message or whatever, and I'll send you additional information. And a link to his website will be on my website as well, even though the radio show won't be airing for a while. I'm going to use this time. Well, I'm going to use this time to do a lot of things. And instead of just talking about what I'm going to do, I'm just I'm just going to do them. So just be on the lookout. Also, this Saturday at Operation Push, there will be a oratorical contest for the kids. This is a great event created by Judge Hill here in Chicago. I don't have all the information here right now, but it's between 12 and 5, I believe, at Operation Push. Very cool. They can come out and support the kids. They have an oratorical contest. And this is founded by one of the judges here, Judge Hill. So speaking of judges, while I'm thinking about it, you know, we've been talking a lot about the elections coming up. I'm not sure if anybody saw the debate yesterday. I was at work, so I didn't have a chance to catch it. But the comments on social media, once again, they never let me down. You guys never let me down. You know, so I've heard about Carson, and I heard that, of course, they were all jumping on Trump, and it was an Obama bashing party, so another good old boy convention, good old party, GOP moment. What does GOP stand for? Everybody except Adam. We all know Adam, know what I mean. Kind of lost my train of thought. Oh, Judge Hill. The election's coming up. Primaries are coming up in March. So we got the primaries coming up. And again, I ask every one of you to start researching now. Start researching now. Researching on judges, your representatives in the House, the Senate. If you got aldermen, or I mean, not aldermen, but all those people who are basically trying to represent you, you know, I challenge you to look at the things, to research and look at something besides President and Vice President or President. We already know about that. Now is the time where we need to start really gaining more knowledge on these judges. Again, we talked about the mass incarceration, our senators and representatives and things like that. Who's sitting in those seats? Who's been in those career-long positions? Who's been in those seats in one D.C. for more than 20 years? You know, there's a lot of career politicians out there that's not doing anything except getting a check. And they'll keep on doing it unless we make a change. A couple other announcements real quick before we get a little sentimental here. Let's see, what else we got going on? December 20th? Yeah, the 20th. No. Yeah, the 20th. I got to verify the date. Ooh, man, I kind of suck, don't I? I believe the MLK Peace Chain will be having one more. I'm trying to look it up and verify the date. The MLK Peace Chain may be having one more. A toy drive Sunday, December 20th. Looking for new and gently used toys. You know, throw a ribbon and a bow on it or something like that. Other options, of course, is winter wear. Winter warmth essentials, like hats, gloves, and scarves. We'll be on 63rd and Keene Drive from 3 to 4 as usual. It's a possibility that we may be indoors, so I know that Miss London Gregory is working on the possibility of a shelter or something like that. So as soon as I get more information, of course, I'll pass it on to you guys. This will be the last Peace Chain event for 2015. I believe that it will start back up in March. Hopefully by then some of the snow will have melted. Hopefully. Hopefully. Got to say it one more time? Hopefully. Sunday. I just want to acknowledge, I know that a lot of these events are here in Chicago, so for those that feel left out, that's not living in Chicago, sorry, Dad, and everybody else, but I just want to give another shout out here. There's a brother by the name of Lamar Shields. Lamar and I actually went to high school together. And like I said, one of the things about social media is that you get an opportunity to catch up with old friends and things like that. So he is in the Baltimore area, and he has been doing great things for a while, and especially in regards to mentoring the young men in the Baltimore City area. If you haven't heard recently, there was just they decided that the jury, they started one of the first trials, I believe, for Freddie Gray, putting up one of the officers, and it was a hung jury. They couldn't come to a decision. So, you know, this stuff don't stop. It don't stop. You know, if you haven't heard, I just got an alert on my phone, so I haven't checked that out yet. But anyway, December 26th, the day after Christmas, Lamar will be back in his hometown here in Chicago from 3 to 6 p.m. at Kenwood High School. And he'll be talking about his book and talking about the things that he's been doing. His book is What I Learned in the Midst of Chaos, K-A-O-S, which is actually was an acronym that he used to use, that he and his crew used to use back when we were all at school at De La Salle. Shouts out to the Meteors. You can RSVP this event at Chaos Book Chicago. That's K-A-O-S, Chaos Book Chicago.eventbrite.com. And I'll be posting up stuff, too. He's a Gremlin alumnus, I believe. So for those that went to Gremlin, you know, come out and support your boy. December 26th. So a couple of personal announcements, acknowledgments I wanted to make for the show tonight. So it's been one heck of a year, hasn't it? Went by fast, though, I think. Went by really fast. Of course, acknowledging those people who stuck through the dead air last week, I, of course, have to acknowledge everyone who has, in some way, shape, or form, been a part of this show. From the very beginning, back in 2014, was that March? March of 2014, somewhere around there. April. Somewhere between the end of March and beginning of April 2014, because we just celebrated 1 year, March of this year, March 30th. So it's been about, what, 90 months? 90 months. No, that's not right. 90 months. You think, have you been drinking? No, I ain't been drinking. Man, that's the problem. I ain't had nothing to drink. So it's been about a year and a half. How many months is that? 18 months. Thank you. Jeez, I'm thinking an hour and a half. A year and a half. 18 months. And it's been a heck of a ride. This year was really great. And I really learned a lot this year. Learned a whole lot this year. Just thinking back, looking back on some of the previous shows, I think one of one show that I was very proud of was the autism awareness. That was very cool back in April 27th. Definitely got to get that show on YouTube. Speaking of YouTube, we had our first YouTube airing with when we had our guest Mac McGee, who talked about his manhood training program. That was very cool. Episode number 44, the Accountability and Fear of Life show. We talked about mass incarceration, and he's starting his manhood camp, so that was pretty cool. So if you haven't had a chance to check out the YouTube post, check it out. And it's not the entire show, it's just the interview. So, again, there's a lot of things I want to do to improve the show and get the greenhouse effect out there to affect people. So what I'm doing is taking the show and editing it, cutting it up, and having a little visual effects, you know, because, of course, you can't do YouTube without something visual. We're all visual creatures. So check it out. If you haven't had a chance to yet, check it out on YouTube, The Greenhouse Effect on YouTube. Or just type in my name, Will Green. One of the two will come up. And it's a couple episodes where I chopped up the interview with Mac McGee. Let's see, what else did we have? We talked about post-traumatic stress disorder. And that wasn't just talking about people in the military. We're talking about post-traumatic stress disorder in the Black community. today I put a post up, actually, where the Chicago Tribune shows, and everybody, I think, needs to look at this that lives in Chicago, or even if you know people who live in Chicago, where it breaks down shootings and stuff like that throughout the city. I mean, it breaks it down and gives you points throughout the entire year. And, of course, it's literally everywhere. so you best believe post-traumatic stress does exist in the Black community. It's not overseas like in Paris it's not like that, you know. But it's still death and, you know, traumatic events that happen. And especially with so many different care facilities getting shut down, more and more it's harder for a lot of Black Americans and Black Chicagoans to get the help that's needed mentally. So, yeah, we had some great shows. Earlier this year, we had a couple of representatives who were running for alderman. We got a chance to really get a little peek inside the political arena here in Chicago. That was pretty cool earlier this year. So, speaking of Chicago, you know, you all have heard about what's been happening here with the situation with the young men who were killed and the cover-ups that's been happening, and things are coming to light, you know. And it's not looking good for the mayor. There's a post up, actually, that my cousin Jeff just put up where somebody is pleading with Obama because, you know, Obama endorsed Emmanuel and everything to please come get your boy. That's funny. Please come get your boy. You know, I don't see any way that this can really be salvaged. And, yeah, I think that Emmanuel does probably need to resign. But that is not going to cure the ailing problem in our community, people. Yes, there is a cover-up. Yes. It is politics as usual, as Chicago has been for a long time. I mean, you heard about what happened down south where people are getting stuff planted on them. You know, police corruption and things like that, we've known about that for a long time. Police brutality, we've talked about that for a long time. It doesn't make it right. Yes, there is a cover-up. Yes, we know about it. But okay, so Ron does leave. Anita Alvarez does, and I think Mike mentioned this last week. Anita Alvarez leaves. McCarthy's gone already. And even all of our, excuse my language, lazy trick-ass aldermen, they all leave. And this and that. And all these things that we ask for happen. The question is now what? That is still not going to change the fact that we continue to murder and kill each other at an exponential rate. The numbers continue to increase. It is not going to change the fact that these children out here have nothing to live for. It is not going to change the fact that it's dangerous. Neighborhoods continue to fall deeper and deeper into these sinkholes, especially in Illinois. You know, Illinois itself is, you know, we still don't really have a budget, even though they said they kind of agreed to one. And, you know, again, it's a whole bunch of mumbo jumbo. So now what? What will happen? They're still going to keep shooting each other. They're still, the economy still sucks. There's still no opportunities for growth. The schools have already been shut down. The mental health facilities are already shut down. What do we do? So, what we talked about last week, we need to look at that mirror. We need to figure out what we can do to make things better. Stop waiting on someone else to do it. The protest is cool. The marches, and I expect them to have a huge protest. I heard that they may even have a sit-down. Like Christmas Eve or something like that. Probably be a sit-down to shut down the shopping areas. I don't know. I'm not sure what exactly their target would be on Christmas Eve. The thing about Christmas Eve is that there won't really be anybody out doing too much of anything except the last-minute people. That might not be good. Again, I applaud these protesters and everybody getting out there. I would be out there, you know. My work schedule sucks. And I need my job right now. You know, I think that I've done a lot, and I will continue to do as much as I can. a lot of people are still on emotion right now. And that's why I mentioned this class thing, too. You know, a lot of us are fueled by emotion and reaction instead of planning and being proactive. Gaining more knowledge before you jump into a situation or conflict. You know, a lot of people like martial art movies, right? You know, or, you know, we like seeing these stories. Star Wars is coming out. You think Master Yoda and Luke Skywalker still jump into fights without having a strategy or plan? No. Sun Tzu, Art of War, you know, stuff like that. Got to start being more proactive in planning. So many different agendas. Oh, again, our number here is 818-691-7412, 818-691-7412. So I mentioned Rahm in this whole situation here in Chicago. So there's a school called Urban Prep, and Urban Prep is a charter school here, all male high school, pretty much black males. They have three campuses. One campus is in the Inglewood area, and the other campus is in the Bronville area, and another one is a little bit west, like 14th and Loomis, somewhere around there. So the good King Mayor Rahm Emanuel went to go visit one of the schools. I believe it was the Inglewood campus. I'm not going to pull up the article. This is really for those that don't live here in Chicago. So he went there to talk about this new program, this new initiative program they're having, My Brother's Keeper initiative program or some type. And at the end of his discussion and speech or whatever, the students were supposed to recite the Urban Prep Creed. And I have it somewhere around here. But instead of reciting the creed, some of the students chanted 16 shots. Now, for those that's not familiar with the 16 shots, 16 shots has been the chant, the cadence that's fueled the protest marching since Laquan McDonald's video aired. Laquan McDonald's the one, of course, that was shot by Officer Van Dyke 16 times. And I'm sure everybody's seen the video. As much as we said, oh, I'm not going to watch the video, I don't want to see it, somebody watched it. It's crazy, I know, right? Temptation is a son of a gun. So 16 shots. They chanted 16 shots when they were supposed to do the creed, which I think is pretty freaking cool. Of course, Rahm left in a hurry, immediately. He was a little uncomfortable, I'm sure. I asked, and I posted it on Facebook, it's on my personal page, and I asked a question, I wonder what the security protocol would be for this measure. I'm glad I wasn't working on that campus. I might have been right there with them. Very interesting discussion we had, because one young man, one of my Facebook friends, high school friend actually too, thought this action was a little unacceptable. I think it's great. There's been a lot of protesters that's been walking around. A lot of these protesters have been young too, and I am glad to see, and I know a lot of people are glad to see the young are out here making noise in the midst of the marching and things like that. But I can't help but wonder why. I wonder, are they really doing it because they're just tired of all, you know, of all the struggling that's going on in the city? Are they doing it because it's the thing to do? Are they doing it because they don't want to be in school? You know, and these, I think, things that those that have been out there marching with the young need to also pull these kids to the side and talk to these kids. This is an excellent opportunity to mentor. Everybody's like, yeah, this is great, seeing the kids out here doing their thing. They've been marching for 4 days and this same kid's been out here. How come he ain't in school? That's great. Good to see you. You're active. You're doing your thing. Cool. But you got to get your education first. We're going to be here. The fight will still be going on. You know? Great opportunity to take advantage of the young who are out here. But the thing is, they still don't have any direction. They're following what everybody else is doing. Trust me, they are. You can read these articles about these young cats. I forgot the brother's name. Or you, you know, you can see the videos where they're staring down cops. Ooh. They need direction. There's a book by Sam Greenlee, The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Read that book. The Spook Who Sat by the Door. We're not getting no younger. And we definitely need to start connecting with these kids out here. You know, I always talk a lot about house music and stuff like that here in Chicago. And I'm going to use them as an example, put them on blast real quick. So, a lot of DJs here in Chicago, on the south side, I'm going to be specific. Not Pacific, I'm going to be specific. A lot of these DJs on the south side are old. And they've had their time, you know, for those that grew up here. And you heard the Hot Mix 5 and BMX, Farley's, and all these other cats, you know. Much respect. Don't get me wrong. A lot of respect. But can't keep DJing, you know what I'm saying, when you're 60, 70 years old. And your hips don't work no more, you know. Your knees give out, you know. Those bunions are kicking up. You know, all that diabetes is swelling up your foot, you know. I'm just using that as an example. And house music is a beautiful thing. As, you know, music. Music continues to thrive because it's passed down from generation to generation. Think about the things that exist here in this world, man-made things that exist, and how they continue to have a breath, how they continue to function. Because they're heirs. They're passed down generations to generation. You have these apprentices. You have your Padawans. Yeah, I'm on my Star Trek kit. I'm on my Star Trek thing. I'm Star Trek. I'm on my Star Wars thing. That's right. You have your Padawan. I don't know if you guys got your tickets. I got my ticket for Monday. I'm going to wait till all the smoke clears, and I'm going Monday. First show Monday morning. I'm excited. But we got to teach the young. You know, the things that we do, them now. And it really took me some time to realize that. You know, and especially with if you have children, you know, the things that we do are for them. Yeah. Again, our number here is 818-691-7412, 818-691-7412. So it's pretty much a reflection piece tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Again, just to let you know, just looking back at this last year, 2015, of course, looking ahead to 2016. If you've got some thoughts, comments, anything you want to share about this last year, anything you want to share about the show, anything you want to share about next year, anything at all you want to share, give me a call, 818-691-7412. We're going to take a little break here. Give me about 60 seconds or so, and we'll be right back. This is Greenhouse Effect Radio Show. I'm just trying to decide on which commercial I want to play. Seeing that this is December, yeah, let's do that. All right, we'll be right back.
December is AIDS Awareness Month. I'm Assemblymember Manuel Perez asking you to remember that AIDS is not over. If you haven't been tested for HIV before, or if it's been a while, consider getting tested today. HIV testing is always free and confidential at Desert AIDS Project. Don't just hope for a healthy future. Take charge. No espere solamente por un futuro saludable. Tome control. For more information, visit DesertAidsProject.org.
You must have thrown 1,000 pitches teaching him to hit a home run. Spent countless Saturdays running routes so he could learn to hit an open receiver. Endless afternoons teaching him how to hit the three-pointer. But how much time have you spent teaching him what not to hit? Teaching boys that all violence against women is wrong is one of the most important things a man can do. Learn how to start the conversation at teachearly.org. Brought to you by Futures Without Violence and the Ad Council.
All right. Yeah. 7:40, 20 minutes to the top of, 7:40 Central Standard Time, 20 minutes to the top of the hour. Now I understand why on radio they always say it's 20 minutes to the hour, because you don't want to be specific on the time, because, of course, times change. Right now it's 8:41. So I told you guys I'm going to be all over the place tonight. Again, this is just a reflective piece tonight. I don't really have anything prepared. No notes. I just spend the whole day researching and putting stuff together. I just wanted to share a few things with you. And really just say thank you. That's the main thing. And say thank you. This show has been an awesome ride. And I have enjoyed every minute of it. Like I said, you never know what tomorrow is going to bring. 2016, the Greenhouse Effect may continue to be on blogtalkradio.com, may be on another platform as far as the radio show is concerned. But there will be some other things coming up, too, for the effect. But this year, this show has been an outstanding ride. And, you know, they always say that it's not always about the destination, but it's about the journey. And this show has actually helped me to learn a lot about myself, to peel some layers off and things like that. You know, you guys were with me when I was in Dallas earlier this year, February and March, which was an interesting process and an interesting journey. One thing with this show is that I've really learned how to be a little bit more and more transparent as the weeks go by, which has been really cool. So I was thinking about, I see Adam's in the queue here. I'll bring you in a second, Adam. So I was looking back at the, you know, the titles of the different shows and stuff like that. And, of course, looking at earlier this year, late last year, the year in review, looking ahead, 2015. I think one of the second show I ever did talked about goals and things like that. And I've mentioned it a few times before, and of course, I'll mention it again real quick. You know, the whole thing with your goals, your resolutions, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to say this. Be honest with yourself. You know, be honest with yourself. Whatever those goals, whatever your, you know, whatever it is that you want to do, you got to be honest with yourself, you know, and really look and see if it is attainable. What are your limitations, you know? What are your weaknesses? Let's go to the phone line. Let's put in my favorite cousin here. I like that label. Let's pull in our favorite cousin here, Cousin Adam. How's it going, buddy?
Good, sir. How you been?
I'm good, man. I'm good. We missed you last week, man.
I missed you too, man. I'm really sorry about that. I missed you too. I'm really sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. I missed the first part you said, though.
I said I missed you too.
Hello?
Yeah.
You're kind of choppy.
I'm sorry.
It could be just the internet connection here.
Is that any better? Not that I'm doing anything.
We'll get through it. It'll pass, man. It'll pass. So what's going on, man? What's going on?
Not much, man. Just staying busy.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, but it's hectic. It's been kind of crazy around here. So just keeping on.
Right. Keep on keeping on.
Exactly.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
So what's on your mind, man? Anything at all?
Nah, I just wanted to give you a shout out, man.
I appreciate shout outs. I love shout outs.
Yeah, just enjoying listening to you.
We had a cool show last week, man. Like I said, a very cool show. Definitely if you get some time, in the middle of your chaotic moments, check out last week's show. Or like I said, I'm going to re-edit it too, so you can check it out. It was pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely going to do that.
Yeah.
You all set for the holidays?
No, not really. I'm not a Scrooge really or anything, but I'm just not a bundle of joy.
Really? You?
Yeah.
You not a bundle of joy? I couldn't imagine.
Right. Ha, 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 ha. You got jokes.
Mm-hmm.
No, man, I'm working on Christmas Day.
Yep.
I'm not going to see Jackson.
Shit. Sorry, man.
I haven't seen him since, like, June. It's been, I haven't really been, too excited.
Nothing to get excited about.
Yeah.
Your boss is gone. You don't have Jack Jackson. He isn't around.
Yeah. I mean, my mom's here, and that's cool.
Yeah.
So I do get to spend some time with family and stuff. But, it's just, it is what it is. So this year, this year has been, like I said, an interesting year.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping that things will turn around for the better for next year. I'm not hoping. They will turn around for the better.
You gotta make them turn around. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel you. I'm gonna do the same thing.
What's been happening up there, man? Anything newsworthy? Anything going on up there?
Gerson's aunt passed away last week.
That was
a blow to the whole family. So that was. That was really crazy.
Yeah.
Other than that, no.
Right.
He's looking at schools, getting ready for the whole college thing.
Yeah, man. How does that feel, man? How do you feel about that?
It's scary. Well, it's scary,
then,
but it's exciting.
Uh-huh. And this will be... This will be your first college student, huh?
The one and only.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Jason's daughter, Desiree, left. She's finishing her first. Well, she's halfway through the year.
Mm-hmm.
So Akiva and Kobe are going next year.
Wow.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Like I said, we're not getting any older, And
no, we're not.
No, I mean, we're not getting any younger. I'm sorry.
We're not getting any older. No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
No, we're not.
You can try that. You can try that Jedi mind trick if you want to, but that won't work.
You're not getting older, my friend.
Right. This is not the age you're looking for.
Yeah, exactly.
No, man, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. These are these times when our connection with the young is so important. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, all this stuff that's happening in the world, man, you know.
It's insane. It's like I hate to say it, and it's unfortunately almost and probably an everyday occurrence in Chicago, but all these shootings, man, and these people going into all these schools and just wrecking havoc. It's insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I
mean, now is the norm for, you know, student drills, you know, of shootings in schools, you know. That's the new, you know, first it was, I think first when our dads and parents were growing up, it was the makeshift bomb drills where they duck underneath the desk, you know, and then there were the, you know, then there was the fire drills, you know, when we were growing up. Now it's, you know, mass shooting drills.
Yeah, it's the lockdown drills. It's
lockdown drills, yeah. Yeah.
I don't get it. Now, are there school shootings in Chicago like they've been around the rest of the world?
Nah. The only shootings are the ones you hear about in the news with the either we're shooting each other or the police are shooting us.
Yeah.
You know, no, it hasn't been anything like that. Knock on wood, I'm knocking on my head.
Yeah.
Not, you know, but somebody put a post up and somebody, you know, the thought of terrorism and fear is high, and that's been like Donald Trump's moniker of his whole campaign. That you know, ISIS is here and they're going to strike in America someday, sometime soon. I mean, with all this stuff that's going on in our different cities, like Baltimore and Chicago, and you know, you look at all these cities that are so divided right now. It is a excellent opportunity, you know. And it's everybody's so preoccupied with the BS, you know, they fail to see those little things that's going on around them, you know. It's and I hate to think like that, but you know,
you're so busy with what's going on in your own backyard, you're not worried about somebody else coming in and doing something.
No, you're too preoccupied.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's why I just try to the best that I can to, you know, stay aware, try to be proactive, and, you know, be aware of our surroundings, like we always talk about. Just be aware of your surroundings, you know.
Yeah. Hey, I got a political question for you.
Yo, shoot.
Do you think that Donald Trump is for real? Or do you think he did it kind of as a joke and now he's trying to find a way to get out of it?
I don't think he has to find a way to get out of it. I don't think he has to worry about that. Even if he just throws in his cards and says, you know what, F you all, forget it, I quit. Or even if he gets kicked out, whatever it is, even if he doesn't make it all the way to March, what has been done has been done. And
yeah,
he will continue to be Donald Trump. You know, it will continue to be business as usual. I started laughing when you asked that question because I think I mentioned this last week too. I was watching CNN and they were talking about Donald Trump. And somebody threw this it was on the lines of conspiracy theories. There was some conspiracy theories about San Bernardino I was reading about, and then they were talking about Donald Trump. So one theory is that he is a ruse. Is that the right word? Is that the right word? A ruse? A saboteur or whatever?
Yeah.
For the GOP put in place by Hillary Clinton. If you look back, if you look back, you know, back in the day, their daughters are best friends to this day. The Clintons and Trump's daughters are best friends. You know, they still kick it. You know, so, and they all used to kick it back in the day. So this idea was that that he is a plant to just, you know, be ridiculous and do what he's been doing in order to make them look, you know, in order to make her look better.
Okay.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know. To answer your question, I don't know. There was a meme. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I know that in my opinion, you know, 95% of, maybe not 95, but 90% of the Republican ideas are just insane. But the stuff that Donald Trump is spouting is just, I mean, and the fact people are eating it up blows my mind.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the part that really gets me, too. But it does, but it doesn't get me, you know, because a lot of people have been so quiet, you know, and haven't said anything. And one point that he made is that we're so busy trying to be politically correct, nobody's honest anymore. And I that's the part that I get out of his campaign, and actually the part I enjoy about his campaign. You know, whether he's full of crap or not, it is bringing out some honest emotions in Americans.
And you know, it seems like everybody's a politician, so they're all, you know, they're walking around trying to be politically correct, not to piss somebody off. And he just doesn't care.
Well, most of them cats are just dumb. I mean, as far as, you know, political intellect is concerned. You know, they're not prepared. I don't know who the PR people are, you know, who prepares them before these debates, but they obviously don't know how to put a good team together. So I don't know if you ever saw this. I don't know if you saw this quote one time from People magazine back in 98. If I were to run, I run as a Republican. They're the dumbest group of voters in the country. They love anything on Fox News. I would lie, and they still eat it up. I bet my numbers would be terrific. That was Donald Trump in People magazine in 1998.
Wow. Man. He ain't lying.
Nah. It's like something out of a movie, you know?
Yeah.
You know, everything nowadays, it's like, you know, art imitates life, and now life is imitating art. I don't, you know, it's weird. Even with the Laquan McDonald video that they put up, you know, they're going to be putting it on the air. It's going to be live soon. You know, it's coming out.
I'm only going to show this one. Yeah, I'm only going to show this one.
You know, I remember there was a time, and they show it again, and they show it again. They show it on all the newscasts. They show it all over the place. You know, you turn on the TV, you see it. You go to bed, that's what you see. You turn on the internet, that's what you see. You know, I remember then there was a time when that stuff wasn't aired. You know, you didn't see all that stuff on TV. You know, somebody who was actually killed, you know, they would freeze frame it, if they would even show it. You know, the closest thing you got to see somebody actually getting killed for real was when they came out with those Faces of Death videos. You know, and that was the whole thing, you know, that was the big deal about it, because you got to see people die. Death. Now, death has become the new normal now. Death is the new primetime spot.
Why did they decide to release a video so long after the fact? Even after the family and everybody else said there's no need to release it.
It got released by I'm trying to use the right words here, so I'm not going to probably use the right words or the right lingo or whatever. So my man gets cut down by Van Dyke. City Council has a meeting, and they decide to. I'm giving a real short synopsis. City Council decides to give $5 million in a settlement to the family. Right off the bat. So they give them the $5 million, you know, and then that's it. Hush money, everything's under the rug.
Yep.
So some people got wind of this situation, and they I can't remember the right word. The way that you can get something to be released, especially as journalists or something like this, a way that you can request it to be released. So anyway, you know, that I think what took such a long time was just getting the information together in order for them to file
and whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Whatever they needed to file to get what they needed. And of course, I'm sure it just took time for the investigation piece itself. You know, to just put it together.
But I mean, even after Mike Brown and Eric Garner, those videos. I mean, and again, those were people taking videos, or at least with Eric Garner, those were people taking videos on cell phones.
Right.
But it seems like those were released immediately.
But because they're on cell phone, they're public. They're already public access. You know, the public has taken that. You know, everything that has to be released is coming through the police dash cams, you know, or city dash cams or something like that. Again, you know, so they're properties of the state or properties of the city. So then you have to file those ordinances, you have to file those requests, or whatever it is you have to file to get those released from the city, and then you have to be able to publicly broadcast it. You know,
okay.
Something like Eric Garner, it was recorded. So you know how you know how we are, man. You know,
we
record
YouTube
it
or whatever.
We throw it right. We throw it out real quick, immediately. You know,
a world star.
And then one of the biggest problems too in some of these cases, and that with all these cases in Chicago. And it's interesting that this has opened up such a Pandora's box of police brutality. Because you don't hear about it, but there's case after case now. I think there may be like 4 or 5 cases I've read about within the last 2 weeks where families are requesting the videos to be released.
Jeez.
Because there's a lot of incidents that happen, and the videos aren't released. They just tell you, well, this is what happened, and they never give the families any proof. There's no documentation, or just reports. You know, and the reports, as we all know, are a bunch of garbage because people just write down what happens instead of telling exactly what happens, which is the case with Laquan McDonald. So it's about 4, maybe 5 families I've read about where they're requesting these videos to be released. You know? And a lot of them, they just want to know the truth. You know, there was another video, I'm not sure if you saw the other video, where the young man was running and the cop got out the car and shot him in the back. But the problem, you know, but then with that, you know, I mean, dude was armed. You can't really see it in the video, but you could kind of see it a little bit. He was running towards a public area. He got into
the one where he got tased, right, in the park. Or is that a different one?
No, that's a different one. No, this one,
okay,
man, he just got blasted.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was running, and a lot of people was like, oh, he got shot in the back, he got shot in the back. And see, that was that announcement I made earlier with Mike Brown giving this class at his place of business. You know, a lot of us see these videos, and we don't really understand what are the rules of engagement. When the police are involved in these situations, you know, just because you're running doesn't mean that they're not going to shoot you. Now, if you're unarmed, okay, then, it may not be justified for them to shoot you 6 or 7 times in the back if you're not armed, you know. But if you're armed, just because you're running doesn't mean they can't shoot you. It's very easy for somebody who's running to put the gun behind them or over their shoulder and fire backwards. You know what I'm saying? And still hit somebody. So it's just things that we have to understand and realize. So, you know, if they're going to release these videos, then I hope that if there is some truth to be brought to light, then cool. that maybe it will offer some closure for the families, because there's so many families out here whose children have been killed and there's no closure. You know, just, oh, you know, because you were arrested, because they were arrested one time, they were a known gang member, you know, and so there was gang activity, so that was it. You know, I mean, there's so much that these families don't, closure that they don't have, you know, and it's a lot, you know, this post-traumatic stress disorder that exists out here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's quite an emotional time right now here in Chicago.
There's
so many things happening. Anytime there's any kind of police interaction, you know, it's looked at with the microscope. You know, and I can't help but to feel something on both sides, for the police and for the
mm-hmm.
citizens. You know, because
mm-hmm.
I know they can't
no,
really do their job effectively, the ones that are actually doing their job effectively. Ron just chimed in. He said it's messed up, and he did not use the word mess up. He used another word. It's messed
yeah.
up. There are so many videos of police violence that you can confuse them. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're like, the one. Yeah, you mean the one where the dude got tased? No, not that one.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the one where when they drug him out the cell? No, not that one. Oh, you mean the one when they just ran over him with the – no, the other one. Yeah, it's messed up.
Oh yeah, whatever happened with that one? Wasn't that one in California when the dude, the cop just ran him over?
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
oh,
yeah, man, yeah.
I mean, it's from ripping and throwing you out the desk to running you over with the car to tasing you, then shooting you and saying that you're running out. I mean, it's
yeah, man. Well, I mean, you know, we've talked a lot this year. this whoosh, while the show's been in existence.
Those 90 months.
Yeah, those 90 months. Right, exactly. Yeah, I'm tripping tonight, man. We've talked a lot about race relations, police interactions. You know, we've talked a lot about it, you know, and it's still the main thing, especially when we talk about our mental health shows, you know, and
yep.
accountability and are these cats even mentally, are they mentally, you know, prepared? And most
yeah.
of the ones we see are not. You know, we've talked a
mm-hmm.
lot about fear. We've been talking a lot about fear since Ferguson first erupted,
mm-hmm.
you know. That's one thing I
yeah.
do like about this show, you know, if I can kind of feel myself a little bit. I think that a lot of topics that we've talked about, some topics that we've talked about kind of come into mainstream media later on, you know, certain topics, you know, stress disorders,
mm-hmm.
mental health issues, fear, you know, and things like that. So I'm just kind of, you know, popping my collar a little bit. But again, a lot of that is because of you guys, you know, and the discussions that we have, especially you, Adam, how you bring so many other different things to the table, you know.
Oh, but you, I mean, you give us that platform to be able to speak and not worry about being judged and to say what's on our mind. And you know what I mean? If it weren't for you, we wouldn't have this. I mean, I appreciate it, but if it weren't for you, we wouldn't have the platform, we wouldn't have the topics to start the questions and let them branch out wherever they may go. And the fact that you allow people to just run with whatever their thoughts are is just, I mean, that's a true phenomenal radio host right there. I mean, and again, I'm biased, but I don't care. That's a phenomenal radio host right there.
That's all right. You can be biased. It's all right. It's all good. I'll take it tonight. I'm taking it all tonight. The good and the bad.
I'd like to say one more question, but I know it's going to branch out into like 47 more. But are you going to do any more of the mental health shows with Baba Bill?
I don't know. I don't know, to be honest with you. I'm not sure. That's something that we would have to discuss, you know, he and I at some time, especially now that he's down in Texas.
Yeah.
We don't have that luxury of hooking up and planning like we used to do when he lived here.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I mean, you know, he just got a job at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been talking about that.
Yeah, been reading about that.
So, you know, I mean, he gets a couple of new hips and, you know, he think he grown or something, you know. So.
Yeah, you know? Staying out till midnight, getting the club.
You know what I'm saying? He's out, you know, dancing jigs, going to the movies, you know, doing this. So I don't know, you know. I have to figure out when we can catch him. Like I said, he's got hips now, and he's all over the place. So I don't know.
But one of the reasons I asked is I wanted to ask him or get his thoughts if he had thoughts. And I know your father always has thoughts in regards to what the mental health community or how the mental health community feels in regards. Or I'm sorry, not in regards. I can start repeating myself a million times. But about, you know, when something like when a cop that shoots somebody or anybody that shoots somebody, it always seems like their cop out is, oh, well, I'm mentally unstable. It's like, hey, I can go do whatever I want to do. I can go shoot up a school. And then if I come back and say I'm mentally unstable, then I'm going to get either a different sentence. I'm going to go to a psych hospital as opposed to going to jail. And it just seems like it's more of a cop-out in some aspects or some situations where it's a cop-out that they just use, you know, I'm mentally unstable. And what, you know, what the mental health field feels about that. If they look at it the same way or not?
That's a good question. That's definitely a question for a professional.
As
somebody to just speculate, I'm sure that it can go either way, I'm sure. You know, I'm sure that there's people out there that's using it as a cop-out that may not be mentally unstable, and I'm sure there's a lot of them that are mentally unstable. But especially, you know, especially now, I mean, with so many different cuts and those resources are slowly dwindling away, you know, who knows? You know, who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a good one. Maybe you should just post them a question on Facebook. You know, and for those that's listening, you know, who are big fans of, because I know there's people that listen to the show just for him and not for me. And that's cool. You know, and that's cool. Man,
as long as they listen, right?
Yeah, as long as they're listening. You know, hit him up. I've been trying to push the idea of his own show. And like I said earlier, man, you know, if any of you guys, anybody thinking about doing something like this, and you need some questions or advice or anything, man, hit me up. Let me know. I think this is a fun way to evoke discussion, to even get out some of your personal issues issues or whatever. Adam, send him some messages. Ask him when he's going to get his own show going. See what's up. Heck yeah. But, man, it's been, again, a fun ride. Here we are at the end of 2015, Adam. And,
can't believe
everything,
it, man.
It went by quick. You know, everything that you've, I can't tell you how much, you know, I really appreciate everything you've done. And being there for me, you know, many times I didn't want to do the show, and you know, you'll either send me a message or something like that, you know, it can be something small like, hey, what's up, you doing the show? And I'd be like, damn, I'm gonna do the show, man, dang, you know, because you know, it reminded me that some people were looking for it, you know. And
yeah,
I really appreciate it, man. I really appreciate it.
Man, it's been my pleasure, man. I've enjoyed the past year and a half. I can't believe it's been that short of a time, and but that long of a time.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a fun ride. And it may seem longer. It feels longer, you know, because because we were doing I was doing the Innovative Black Men show before this one. That's right. I said the title. Yeah, I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. You know, it is what it is, and I'm not even gonna get into all that stuff. But you know, doing the IBM show, and then transitioning into this show. You know, it's been a pretty cool process. And again, you know, it was just one of those things where I didn't mind being open and sharing myself.
Yeah.
You know, so that's really been the cool part for me. It's really been the growth process that I've endured doing this show. So, you know, there it is.
There it is.
So, cuz, America's favorite cousin, I appreciate you one more time, man.
Hey, my pleasure. I appreciate you one more again.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up, man, and I guess I'll see you in 2016.
Yes, sir. We'll talk before then, though.
All right. Cool.
All right, man. Take care. I love you, man.
All right. Love you, too. So, we got a few minutes left. Ladies and gentlemen, before I go ahead and end the show, I didn't want to do 2 hours tonight. I really didn't even expect to be on this long. For those that's listening online, if we happen to go past the 8:30 mark, I will lose you for those that's online. For those that's listening on the phone, of course, if we hit 8:30 and we keep going, you know, we'll stay on a little bit longer. But the show is scheduled only till 8:30 tonight. Ron just hit me back again. Yes, I'm talking about IBM. It's okay. And I don't care who's going to get me. It ain't even like that. I ain't bad-mouthing nobody. You know, I mean, you know, I and it's funny, and I'm being so transparent right now, using Trent's word. I said his name, too, yeah. And I'm not going to, but I thought about reaching out to him. You know, you look at everything that's happening in this world and in our country, we're still so divided, you know, and everybody's got all these personal agendas. Me, even me, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. You know, I thought about reaching out to him, you know, and I ain't trying to put the band back together, you know what I'm saying, but a little reconciliation, if you will, or something, you know. And then I thought about it, and I said, oh, to hell with that. you know why? I did all I could, you know. Time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. You know, so, you know. Yeah, Ron, I hate but seriously, though, I mean, you know, these are our moments when we really need to look at these things. Who are the people? And I get it now, you know, those people in your circle. What are those things that drive you? You know, what is your purpose and those nature and whatnot and blah, blah, blah. Are you doing the things that you love? You know, are you working for the check? Is the check working you, or are you working the check? All that stuff, all those different things. These are things that I think we all need to look at, you know, that I continue to look at, that I'm looking at right now. And this year, somebody used the term, the phrase that 2015 was a year of discovery. And I can't speak for you, but I discovered a lot about myself, and I have recently learned to be more honest with myself. It's amazing how much we can fool ourselves without even realizing it. You know, Simple things. You know, you look at yourself in the mirror. Oh, I'm fine. I look great. I'm not saying, I'm not talking about being overweight or anything like that. But if you don't, this guy said to me last night, if you don't see God within you, then something's wrong. There's something you're not doing right. There should be something godly that you see about you. And I'm not getting all, well, yeah, you know what? I am getting spiritual and metaphysical or whatever. You know, I'm taking a page out of Donald Trump. I'm going to stop trying to be all politically correct sometimes. That's another thing, being apologetic. Y'all know me. Oh, apologies, apologies, apologies. I ain't trying to be an asshole, you know, but don't have to apologize for everything. Sometimes we are who we are, and that's it. And that's it, you know. So if you don't look, if you look at yourself in the mirror and you don't see that God within you, there's something that is not right about your spirit. And I've been fooling myself, thinking, you know, I've been fooling myself. And that's what I was saying about 2016 and making these goals and making these resolutions or whatever you want to call it. Don't fool yourself. Be honest with yourself. Be transparent. Be real. Whatever the term is that you want to use. That's the goal. That's the resolution that I'm working on for 2016. I ain't saying, oh, I'm going to lose 15 pounds or I'm going to gain some muscle. I'm going to save $10 a week. I'm going to get a new car. I'm going to get a new job. Or I'm going to do this. I'm just going to be honest with myself. That's my goal. You know, we all have intentions. And I have this thing, you know, it's not my intentions to do this, so I have intentions to do that. My dad teases me all the time about intentions. And intentions are cool. Intentions are cool when you, first of all, when they're positive, of course. Of course. Duh. But it gets to the point where intentions are one thing. But, again, if you're not honest about yours, if you're not honest with who you are, the intentions don't mean nothing. You know, recently I made a decision, and this decision affected somebody else in a bad way. And I betrayed somebody's trust, and I feel awful about it right now. And it's not because, I mean, I feel bad because, you know, I betrayed somebody's trust and I hurt their feelings, you know, but I wasn't honest with myself, you know. We all have intentions to do things. And when that temptation or when that time comes where you're being tested, you know, what are you going to do? That's when the honesty kicks in. You know, it's like working out, developing that habit. And we can do it at any time. It's hard. It hurts. But in the end, you know, you're just going to hurt yourself and everybody else around you if you're not honest, if you're not true to who you are. So, you know, that's my 2016 challenge to everybody, is to just be honest with yourself. Be true to you. You know, see that God within you. Okay, I see one person in the call in the queue. We'll jump to this caller real quick. Keep in mind, caller, we got about 3 minutes. 773-237. 773-237. You are on the air.
You know, if you only have 3 minutes, you should not have answered this call.
Ah, what the hell? Figured what the hell.
You really should not have answered this call. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your Drake moment for a minute, but I just wanted to go ahead and ask you a quick question. Have you seen Chirac yet?
No. And thank you for asking me that, Brother Ron C. No, I did not see Chirac, and I know I said last week I was going to do a movie review. Unfortunately, my schedule did not allow me to take some time to see Chirac.
Oh, okay. Because I was just wondering, I didn't hear that you mentioned that you were going to go see it, but I was just wondering if you had seen it and if you had any feedback or had you heard anything about the movie and what are
When it first came out, I heard some good things. You know, Mike Love had said some good stuff about it, and some other people were cool with it. And then all of a sudden, all the negative comments and all the other negative reviews started coming out. I mean, I heard that some people said it was cool. It was one of those thought-evoking Spike Lee-type joints. You know, and if you are familiar with Spike Lee movies, then, you know, you can get past the the way he delivers it, and you can get the message. And then there's the negative parts, whereas I don't think some people got it. And, you know, there's been these broadcastings of the young people talking about the movie, and a lot of the people who downed the movie were young. But now I'm beginning to see some older people, too, didn't like the movie either. So I don't know, you know. I mean, it's just things. Just one of those things you have to see for yourself, and you have to get the message, whatever that message is to you. You know, I've seen some people just straight dog the movie out, say Jennifer Hudson should be ashamed of herself, you know, because her family was a victim of violence. So I don't know, you know. I've heard both sides of the story.
Okay. Okay. Because the last thing I saw was they had a panel of kids on Channel 9, and they were asking what their opinion was of the movie. They pretty much ripped the movie a whole new butthole.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's the kind of movie where I think that's another one of those moments where you need to have a older person sit down with a younger person. You know, again, one of those connecting moments, just like all these, I don't know if you heard me earlier, I was talking about all these young kids out here protesting. Well, these are those moments where the elders, just like in the house community, perfect, I used that example earlier, I don't know if you heard it, but just like we have these elders, they need to start mentoring these young kids. You know, these are moments where we need to have these discussion groups, where we need to sit down and talk about things. You know, and not just sending them out there for them to process it themselves and then come back to me later and tell me what you figured out. And then that's it.
Right. Right, because my whole philosophy is, you know, if I have the knowledge and I have the information that could possibly assist you in being a success, then I would much rather you have that knowledge so you can be a success than for me to withhold it and then you fall.
That's not growth, you know. That's not growth. The whole thing about being human is to gain knowledge, pass that knowledge down for the next generation, for them to learn and for them to develop new knowledge, to grow, you know, instead of holding on to it. You know, there's a lot of ideas and a lot of plans and dreams and ideas that are in the graveyard. You know, that's the richest place, Les Brown said. The richest place in the world is the graveyard because a lot of dreams and stuff are buried because people didn't share it or people didn't act on it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Fresh for 2015, suckers.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I'm at work. I'm being professional.
It's all good. It's all good. Hey man, you know, I appreciate you, brother. What?
Oh snap! You're running out of time. Okay.
Well, hold on the line. Maybe we can wrap it up after 8:30, real quick. Well, I just want to acknowledge the people online, real quick. So hold on, okay?
Okay.
All right. So again, for those that's online, in about 20 seconds, I'm going to lose you here. And I wanted to acknowledge again everybody that's been a part of this show, new and old. Again, thank you so much. Again, the challenge for 2016 is all about honesty, and it first starts with yourself. You look in that mirror, what do you see? All right. Wasn't quite exactly how I wanted to end it, but there it is. So let's pull in Ron real quick so you can finish your last thought here and we can get some high comedy while I was coming off my Drake moment, as he put it, if I can pull him back in. And, of course, the technology is, again, technology is only as good, is only good when it works. And so, Ron, okay, there he is, there he is.
I'm sorry.
He's in for a second.
You were saying, sir, yes?
You were saying real quick, I wanted you to get your last thought out here.
Well, you know, I really didn't have, you know, a planned statement, but if
you didn't
I,
have any thoughts, you don't use your brain.
No,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I would like to say that, you know, I do agree with the fact that, you know, at the basic level, we should all just be a little bit better about taking care of each other. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just be a little bit better about trying to lift each other up and lift ourselves up. That's all.
Okay. That's a good Drake moment. I appreciate it.
Oh, touche.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff. Good stuff.
Touche, mon frère.
Well, just like I told Adam, again, I wanted to thank you too for your support. Since the inception of the Greenhouse Effect radio show. I really appreciate appreciate your support and ideas and et cetera, brother.
Okay, and you know what? Whenever you know me, man. Whenever you're ready for another think tank session, just let a brother know.
No doubt, no doubt. You know, there's still always the, that other concept of the DJ concept we were talking about too. So it's always out there too, you know.
I've gotten a couple of phone calls from overseas, so yeah, we do have some discussions.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. You know. Very cool. I would like to, possibly. You know, this radio thing has been interesting, and I don't know if this is my calling or not. I don't know if this is what I should be doing, and I know there's probably more I could do with it. We'll see how it goes in 2016. Again, I got to be honest with myself.
Right.
But, I say all that just to say, I would love an opportunity to do something strictly about artistry and music, you know, something like that. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Again, we'll see what 2016 brings.
Okay, and you know what? Really quickly then, let me go ahead and throw this out there. Because, you know, I have been, you know, we've been friends for a long time, and I've been with you during your tenure at IBM and with this show. And I do have to say, brother, I'm very proud of you, you know, for striking out and, you know, taking a chance and, you know, really the best that you are. And I am proud to be your friend and proud to be, you know, involved with the show. You know, it makes me feel good that I have a place where if I do have feelings about certain subjects, I can come and express myself and share it with other people.
No doubt. No doubt. And that you have wholeheartedly.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me go ahead and shut this down, though, so I can finish my work here at the PO.
All right, man.
But yeah, just hit me when you need me.
All right, brother. I appreciate you again, man. Thanks a lot.
All right, man. Peace.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I think that about wraps it up for 2015. Again, I'm going to say it one more time. Before we do that, one more acknowledgement. I do want to acknowledge one other thing. Well, again, you know, the acceptance speech, thank you to God, friends, family, et cetera, et cetera. But again, I wanted to shout out one more time, one more commercial for Griggs Financial. Independently owned and operated, Griggs Financial has been serving its clients in the community since 2002. With full financial services available to you, Griggs Financial offers real solutions for real life. Tax season is coming up. Got to get them returns. Tax money. Ask them about future tax saving tips and how to maximize your resources. and I'm actually not just promoting a commercial. I'm actually one of their clients. So I'm trying to get my finances together too. So contact Griggs Financial at 866-887-8702. Again, 866-887-8702. Or look them up directly on the web at GriggsFinancial.com. Griggs Financial, offering real solutions for real life. Again, thank you so much to Griggs Financial for being a sponsor of the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show for 2015. Your support has also been greatly appreciated. And we will, here at the Greenhouse Effect Radio Show, we'll be including you on any endeavors that we encounter in 2016 and still giving those shots out in our homemade commercials, which has been a lot of fun. So, again, the challenge for 2016 is honesty and to be honest with yourself. If you're not honest with yourself, then, and what you're doing. And, again, it's a hard lesson. It's a hard truth, if you will. And this is something, again, recently that I just came to grips with about myself. And I wanted to share that with you all. So, again, I do offer a sincere apology for what I did and not being honest, betraying trust, etc. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't know if they want the name to be mentioned. But, again, I wanted to make that clear here on this show as it is archived. So it is in here forever. So that's it for 2015, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, remember, this is our journey. We're on a road to becoming the person we want to be, no matter the obstacle. But we must improve our thinking and enhance ourselves with what? The right tools, with the right resources, and the right networking in order to prosper and uplift one another. 'Tis the season for thieving, so y'all be careful out there. Please be aware of your surroundings. This is the holiday season, but they're out there to get you too. So be careful. And as always, please take care of each other. Be safe. God bless. I was going to think of a Christmas carol song, but I'm not going to torture you with that. So I bid you all adieu and good night. Good night, Jackson. And I'll see you all in 2016. Take care. Thank you.